Since Vice President Kamala Harris took the oath as the country's first female vice president last month, members of the Southern Baptist Convention have made comments about her leadership, some referring to Harris as, quote, Jezebel. 2 days after Inauguration Day, Tom Buck, senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Lyndale, Texas, tweeted this, quote, I can't imagine any truly God-fearing Israelite who would have wanted their daughters to view Jezebel as an inspirational role model because she was a woman in power, end quote. Despite criticism, Buck says he stands by those words. Tamora Lomax is the Foundational Associate Professor in the Department of African American and African Studies at Michigan State University and author of the book Jezebel Unhinged, Losing the Black Female Body in Religion and Culture. She joins us now on Skype. Welcome, Tamora. Nice to have you.
Glad to be here.
Well, you grew up attending church regularly. Your father was a Baptist preacher. In your book, you trace the use of the Jezebel trope in the black church and in black popular culture. What was your first thought when you heard that term being used to describe Vice President Kamala Harris?
Oh, man, I had so many thoughts. You know, the first, I guess, was a feeling, not so much a thought, and the feeling of being triggered. You know, it's kind of this gaslighting that happens often to black women, you know, when these racialized stereotypes are utilized. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing, unfortunately, it was, of course, you know, I expected it. I've been following the Jezebel trope for over 16 years. And so it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of my experiences of being a black girl, you know, who was raised in a Christian household, who was constantly being policed, but also being reconfigured in a very hypersexual way. And in the book, I talk about, you know, this, I think the first time me really realizing something is not right is at 11 years old. You know, I'm in church and there is a prominent member of the church who tells my father, who's a pastor, he could not focus during prayer because he was too focused on my 11-year-old derriere. And so instead of my parents becoming upset with the member, the church member, they had a talk with me. And it's what many black parents do, you know, out of protection. And so I remember my parents giving me these rules saying, you can't wear that dress again. You know, so I'm thinking the dress is the problem. So when it happened to Kamala, I said, yes, of course. I expected this from them. Mm-hmm. I expected this trope to come about and to take on new life with the, you know, new vice president.
So remind us briefly who Jezebel was and the context of her story in scripture for those who may not be aware.
Yeah, so you have a couple things happening at once. You have the Jezebel stereotype, and then you have Jezebel, the biblical character. Jezebel, the biblical character, was a Phoenician princess from Tyre. She marries into a family. She marries a king, Ahab, who was king of northern Israel. And this is important because the king of northern Israel is expected, in the Christian Bible, is expected to yield to the Christian God. Well, Jezebel comes along, she marries Ahab, and she doesn't yield to the Christian God, the God of the Bible. Jezebel has her own God. So here she is foreign, right? So then there's the racialized issue there. So here she is, this princess marrying this king, now she's a queen, and she's saying, no, I'm not yielding to this, to your God, to the God of your people. I'm keeping my deities. So there you have this whole power dynamic where she and her, both her husband do not yield to the kind of gendered roles, you know, of the time. And so Jezebel becomes a very, very powerful queen. And this is what we have to think about when thinking about the stereotype. This still happens today in our society. When women have too much power, if they're too proud, they are immediately sexualized, right? So there's a power dynamic here.
So Jezebel had been saddled with a reputation as the sort of bad girl of the Bible, right? The wickedest of,
right,
of women. And so calling Vice President Kamala Harris a Jezebel, what does that signify to you?
it signifies that she's a bad woman. She's a foreign woman. She's not of us. She's not like us. We're not to respect her. She's misusing her power. She's in a position of power she should not be in. Those are the direct connections to the biblical Jezebel, right? But then you have the merging of that narrative of the evil foreign woman being connected to this racial stereotype that comes about long before the African slave women even reached the shores of America. My book goes back to the medieval period, and it looks at this hypersexual figure in Europe that's already in existence. And what I argue in the text is that these ideas merge on the bodies of Black slave women. And so they are called, Black slave women are called Jezebel.
So I referenced Tom Buck's comments at the beginning, but he's not the only Baptist preacher to refer to Vice President Harris as a Jezebel. Weeks before the insurrection of January 6th, Steve Swofford, who's the head of the First Baptist Church of Rockwall near Dallas, made a similar statement during a sermon where he said, quote, "What if something happens to Biden and Jezebel has to take over?" End quote. And then he added, "Jezebel Harris? Isn't that her name?" Let me ask you about the clearly racist undertones here.
Yeah, it's such a disgusting thing. And it's, you know, it's the same pattern again and again and again. It's the same script again and again and again, right? That is to say that they are untrustworthy. They are a threat to society. And the one thing that we need to understand about the Southern Baptists is there's the racial issue, right? In terms of how the Southern Baptists even came about, it was they agreed with slavery and they broke off from the Baptists. So there's a belief that Black people are not equal to everyone else. So you have that. But then there is the gendered issue where they don't believe that women should have power over them, that women should not lead men. Here you have this woman who's in one of the highest offices of the land, of the world, ultimately. And so there's a fear about her being in this position, but then even more so about, you know, what happens if something happens to President Biden? The idea is that they're untrustworthy. They're a threat to society. So we need to get rid of them. And so this is a very dangerous territory, you know, that they're traveling with this stereotype.
And it's interesting the context that we've seen this over and over again, right? The consistent sort of denigration of women politicians, and more specifically, women of color, from Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, now the Vice President of the United States. Do you see this as just another blatant example of that?
Absolutely. It's in the same narrative. Like I said, it's the same script. You know, we saw it between years ago, you know, when Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. I mean, Anita Hill is someone who has the squeakiest clean, you know, representation and background. But yet here she was sexualized, right? She is the problem, not Clarence Hill. Just think about the questioning, you know, during this time. It's like, well, what did you do to provoke him? How were you dressed? You know, and she even talks about all the things that she had to do to really show that she was a good woman. She was not a bad woman. She was pure. She was respectable. She was morally upright, right? There was a lot of work done to show her as this good Christian woman. And that's a lot of work that other women do not have to do.
Tamora Lomax is the Foundational Associate Professor in the Department of African American and African Studies at Michigan State University and author of the book Jezebel Unhinged, Losing the Black Female Body in Religion and Culture. Tamora, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We reached out to Pastor Tom Buck and Steve Swofford, and neither gave us a comment. But J.D. Greer of the Southern Baptist Convention had this to say in a statement. Quote, "Some pastors are likely unaware of the history of certain racial stereotypes in calling or comparing our vice president to Jezebel, but that doesn't make such statements any less unwise." End quote.